Hey you guys, welcome back. Today has been a great day today. I finished my painting today. The one that I just love to death. Like, that motherfucker my favorite. I finished that one today. I sealed it. Now all I gotta do is sign it. Sign, seal, deliver. Oh! I already did that one. When I look in this painting, right, I see so much of myself. Like, the perfect one. I see someone colorful, someone powerful, and they've been through a lot of shit. I see, like, those pretty pink flowers. At my grandma's house. I see the fire. That my grandmother fell in out there trying to clear some land. So she can plan a goal. I remember being on the phone that day with someone. I ain't gonna call no name because I ain't got time for no bullshit. But she kept calling. Every time I would answer the phone, I would say, "Grandmama, call you right back. Grandmama, call you right back. What you want? Mama ain't here. Yeah, I'm gonna call you back." Something told me to go down. I went to my grandmother's house. I walked up those steps. She had two steps. No walls were insulated. One big glass window in the front so you can sit and you can see and you can watch who the fuck coming by your house. I put my hand on the screen door. And I opened. And I saw my grandmother sitting in my grandfather's chair with half of her face gone. Hands burned, legs burned, foot. I look at her. I look her dead in her eyes and I ask her, I say, Grandma, what did you do? What happened? And those clothes that she wore that day, either they burned off her or she took them and hid them and she threw them away. But till this day, nobody knows where those clothes are. I called my mom in a panic. I've been driving since I was probably about 7 or 8. That's what happens when your daddy is a mechanic. And he in your life and you can see him work. And, you know, fix on things with his own bad hand. Missing a piece of finger. But still, he do what he do. And I told my grandma, I said, Grandma, she done burned up. Her skin and everything, you know, it's falling off her face. I told my grandma, I said, come on, get in the car, let me take you to the hospital. Being a country girl, you know, all the country roads lead to the same place. And one thing about Alabama, you can get on 31 anywhere. Sister knew they was coming, heard my mom, and they said, no, don't you get on that road. Don't you try to drive her no more. Like me, being so scared and thinking that I gotta help her. Not thinking of what could have happened. But I did. When someone asks you, what's the definition of a strong black woman or the perfect one? And I look back at my grandma, and that's just what she was. Diabetic. Seven to eight children, losing your legs, so crazy how my grandmother has two, my mother has two, my sister has two, my next sister has two, and I got two. That's one hell of a cycle. That has to be broken. Had her, not only did she get burned up with, you know, in the fire, lost a foot, her toes first, no, one toe, then another toe. Took the foot off, then came the leg. But yet and still, she would be still outside in her car, in her phone, in her house. So, I look back and I feel that I'm a perfect one. Little black girl raised in the country. Last child of her mother. Good hair. Teen mom. Graduate on time. Even better get out early. So I can get it. Walked in, walked out. A fucking veteran. A mother to two kids. Works all the time, so focused, taking care of everything and everybody, but letting herself go. Woman work a whole month straight, bleeding every day, didn't even know she was having a miscarriage on her birthday. Yesterday.